Today's words of wisdom, the living Messiah of our time, will be presented in English with subtitles in Alesis or Vietnamese, Arabic, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. On August 27, 2011, in Los Angeles, California, USA, at Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration, featuring the world premiere of The Real Love, a musical inspired by the true story of Supreme Master Ching Hai, 6 U.S.-based nonprofit organizations dedicated to environmental or humanitarian causes were the recipients of Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving donations at a total amount of $210,000. They were Child Help.
It is The Real Love.
Earth Save International, Environmental Media Association, Greenpeace, United Way of Greater Los Angeles, and United Way Worldwide. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Living Messiah of Our Time, given on September 3rd, 1994, in Hawaii, USA.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
In the beginning of our lifetime, in the beginning of our life, we have choice. We have the voice inside telling us, this is better, this is good, this is no. But sometimes we like to play. We like to do the things that not according to the parents' teaching. Like children, you know, and hurt ourselves. That's the problem. Yeah? Sometimes my parents say, stay away from fire. Don't play here, don't play there. But we do it. Just for the sake of curiosity. Alright, then God let us learn, you know, the easy way is up to us. Therefore, some people stay holy, wholesome. Some people go astray. But that is only for a while. And they will suffer the consequence. And then they will awake from and through the suffering and became wholesome again. And turn back the right direction. Therefore, sometimes people also write in saying that suffering is blessing in disguise from God. Otherwise, if we are always happy and you know, have everything in our life and smoothly, we don't appreciate and we do not try to listen to God's will. Truly like that. Okay, here. Now I just remember Reader Digest. I also read the story this morning about a boy who was trapped in a well. It was 6-story high, no water in it, only mud. And then how he tried to use all his wisdom and strength to go back up again. Nobody helped him. And how after the incident, he appreciate everything that he has in his life. The clean sheet, you know, of the bed, you know, the brothers, the sisters, the flower in front of his house, you know, the beautiful meal, because he was trapped there for 6 days and all he had was muddy water, dirty muddy water drink for his strength, and he has to dig up, you know, the wall, concrete wall of the well to tiptoe up. And it took him 6 days. And how he appreciated everything, even a meal and a nice hygienic surrounding and a clean bedsheet. Just like me, I grew up near the ocean. Yeah, in Vietnam we have Long Ocean and the borderline. And I never thought of water, of ocean as any great deal. So when I come here, I just stick in my house all the time. Actually, I didn't come for the ocean. And then sometimes I walk on the beach, you know, for some exercise because the medicine makes me feel so drowsy. I can't sleep all day, you know. And then I went on the beach with one of the attendants. And I saw some people, you know, just sit there on the beach, you know, with children and dogs and cats and together, family, and just stare at the ocean. I'm so mesmerized and fascinated. And I said to the attendant, what are they doing? You see, well, some people never saw the ocean in their life. He said, just like in China, he's a Chinese. He said, in China, when people are born in the big China, you know, in the mainland and very deep inside, they will never see ocean in their life. They never know such a big gathering of water. I said, my God, really true. Because I never appreciate ocean. I'm born with the ocean, you know, I always see the ocean in my life. Even my name is Ocean. So I took it for granted, you know, that is no big deal. But now I realize that some people have to pay a lot of money, you know, and go through a lot of saving and hardship in order to come to Hawaii, for example. Just to look at the sea, which they never saw in their life, and probably never will see again. Such a big body of water. It must be amazing for them. I sat there all day and stare at it. It's worth the money, huh? So that's sometimes probably is the effect of the suffering. You know, during the suffering time, we turn inward more. We pray more. Because at that time, we know whatever it is. That there must be something. We have to rely on that thing. Also, Nostradamus, he also said that, you know, in this probably coming time, there will be a lot of disaster. And before, you know, in this century, a lot of disaster, a lot of trouble. That even some people who never believed God before begin to pray to God and the saints. That's what he said. Yes, probably that's the way it is. God tried to help us, yeah, to turn our mind back to the source of all blessing and eternal life. And do not worry, even if you lose your life. You don't lose anything. I told you already, life is a joke. It's a setup for us to play around and to learn whatever that curiosity wants us to learn. And when we're fed up with it, God will help. Huh? Even if God destroys the planet, we are not to worry. Of course, we try to save it. It's a beautiful planet. That's the only one we have at the moment. But if he has to do it, it doesn't matter. So much, so vast universe, a lot of planets we could go and roam around. Don't worry. But be good, otherwise we could not even have that privilege. That's the problem. That's the problem. Even though God is very neutral, and no male, no female, no good, no bad, and no judgment, but the way we do things carries in itself the consequence. Just like our parents love us anyhow, yeah? Whether we're bad or good, the love will not die. But if we do bad things, and that's not according to the parents' warning, then we bring harm upon ourselves. We bring sometimes disaster, sometimes injuries, sometimes just damaging to our beauty. But still, after we get damaged, still the parents still love us. They may love us even more, but that doesn't help us. The love won't die, but we damage ourselves. That's the problem only. Therefore, we just have to be good, be virtuous, be God-like, so that we are near to God for our own benefit. Huh? God loves us, it doesn't matter what we do. They love us. He loves us anyhow. All right? Just I teach you to be good for your own benefit. Okay, now here. The article 13. The article that everybody wants to look at. Oh no, the female wants to look at. 13. What woman do better? See that? Read the digest.
April 94.
Why even is this this year? It was so bad that I thought it's the last year. Okay, look here. What a woman do better? The woman learn language better. The women are more handy than men. I just read the headline, huh? If you want, you can buy it. And the women are more social, talented, more smiling, more sunny, etc. Yeah? The women are born to lead. See? He said the women, when they are leader, they're better because they encourage other people to recognize the best in themselves, to bring the best out of themselves. And the men are mostly dominating, you know, make other people feel subordinated. That's what it is in here. All right. And even more in the spot. Wow. The woman swim better. It's a joke. The only woman who swim the English Channel, 1978. Yeah. Other men did not swim there, I guess. Okay. So, you know, I'm not cooking something for my own diet. It's, you can read, okay? All right, anything else?
Master, I wanted to ask a question. You answered several of my questions while you were finishing what you were saying. And I had a question. There are so many people coming out now that are like masters, you know, being recognized by people. And like Mother Meera, and there are, you know, gurus that are masters and and that are enlightened and so on. And I know that your disciples call you Supreme Master. And I want to understand that because I had a message come to me a month ago about Kuan Yin meditation, and I had never heard of it before. I didn't know anything about it. And I feel I have been called here to come here today. And yet I don't understand what separates a master from another master. Could some of us also be masters and not know it or not be using it? Or I just want to understand better what it means by a supreme master, or are certain people attracted to one master because they can learn something specially for them?
Well, many people, they believe in the vision, see, when they meditate, and they know what their master is. Well, I can't interfere. All right? And so they call me what they want to call.
Mm?
And you call me what you want to call. All right. And the Supreme Master, we all are. Just that you do not recognize it, or you're not called to do this terribly troublesome job. Huh? You should be happy.
Mm. Mm.
If you're called, you can't run away. Yeah? Sooner or later, you have to appear. Against your will, even. All right. And some people believe in Nostradamus, for example. So how to look for the master? Yes, because he described inside, the savior of the world is what and what and what and what. There are several signs to measure, because there are so many masters. But all the masters are good. Yeah? Just like all the teachers in the educational hierarchy are good. Yes. One teach one thing, the other teach another. Huh? We should respect all and learn with whomever we feel most sure, most attracted to, and most in love with. All right? Okay? Yeah. No. You happy with my answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Master. It's my pleasure to be here and my honor. Thank you. You know, for years I've meditated, and I feel like I'm in a desperate situation. I know that there is a point one reaches. I know the enlightenment is within me. I know a great deal intellectually, but I have not felt it emotionally yet. I feel that I'm almost still struggling. And when I saw your tapes on TV that you told people, coming back, I will give you enlightenment. The light and the sound. Master, that's why I'm here.
Amen.
You know, every other question to me means nothing. Can you help with the light? Can you help with the sound? Can you help me to be enlightened or to bring forth what I know is within me? Because my goal in life is to be able to say what you say. I live there. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. If tomorrow you have time in the morning, we can conduct initiation here.
You mentioned that life is not important.
Not important? Yeah.
Can you explain it to me?
When? Just explain the whole thing, the whole sentence.
Well, we go into life and it's not such a big deal. We, you know, if we disappear, we're alive, it doesn't make any difference.
Our life is a joke or not?
I just said before, right? In this night?
Well, I'm not very sensitive.
No, you didn't. It's just that you didn't understand completely. What I mean is, this physical life, which is so short anyhow, and full of sickness, suffering, and misery, and dissatisfaction, is not really that important compared to the life that we get after. You know what I mean? The real life without shadow. Yes? That's what I meant. But of course, as long as we live in this life, treasure your life. That's why I told the gentleman his life is more precious than the precept, then you must know. You can't just hang on to one sentence, all right? And attach there. Life is precious as long as you have it. And if you don't have it, no problem, you have a better life still. But that is if we are prepared for that better life. We have a virtuous way of life. We meditate. We're closer to God. We're God-like, you know? Then life is better for us. That's what we should utilize this life for, that end only. You know what I mean? Is that clear now? Not clear to you yet?
Yes, I understand.
Oh, okay, good. Our life here is only as precious as long as we use it to find God. Otherwise, it's nothing. We're born, we die. Nobody cares. Accomplish nothing. If we cannot use this life, this physical life, to know God, it's really a waste. We don't know if we get it another life again. The same life again, you know, it's physical life. That's why life is precious. Otherwise, nothing. Okay? Someone born, someone died. So only a few decades of lifespan is a waste. Going through a lot of suffering, a lot of endurance is really a waste.
Okay, are you satisfied? Everything's all right?
Ask everything you need to know so that you go home light and digested.
Okay. Master, for some time now, I get this urge that for one reason or another, and it's usually that I'm not content with how I handle inside matters, inside, you know. I have this urge that I want to shave my hair.
Yeah. And they're short already.
And then I read this article that it said it didn't have anything to do with your practice. And tonight I still get this urge that I want to do it because it's some kind of a purification that I'm going to derive from it. Do you approve of your disciples doing this when we're not exactly not with you?
Well, it's your hair. I have no right. I have no pattern right over your hair. Except you probably don't look that beautiful. It's your responsibility. Do it if you want. Cut it, shave it. Huh? I have my long hair now, you have your hair short. It's alright. You do what you want, okay? As long as you're happy with it for us sometimes. Because you were nun last life, so you long to go back to the cycle. It's alright, if you need to do it, do it. It will grow again very fast. Don't worry. What I mean is, some people, they were so much attached to the outer appearance that they think if they have not shaved their head or they would not wear the yellow robe, that means they're not holy. They can never reach Buddhahood or Godhood that way. That is the attachment that should be cut, you know. Not the hair, or not the not hair. You can cut your hair. If that really makes you feel good for a while, it's fine. Just that the notion of the people that I cut, you know. All right, I had to do it. I had to wear my red robe.
Since you're interested in Nostradamus, there's also a film, yes, The Life of Nostradamus. It's quite old, and it was made with Orson Welles. But it's very good. An excellent film that follows all the quatrains very closely.
Yes, thank you very much. I just hope they made it correctly. Because even the people who interpreted the prediction of Nostradamus, I'm not very much into astrology and things like that. It's just that this man is so excellent. He's truly worth his name, you know. Not many can be like that. He's a very good clairvoyant, yeah, and very virtuous person as well. And I don't even need to know anything in the future, actually. It's just that this man was so accurate, and people talk about it. And then they lend me a book. I know his name long time ago, but I'm never into, you know, reading this kind of thing. I'm not very interested. Just that the lady, a boy, lent me a book of Nostradamus in Vietnamese, and I read, you know, that's it. That's how I know about his prediction. Even the people who interpreted his prediction, they can only interpret correctly when things already happened. They know, no wonder, listen, that end, and everything fit into the picture. But when it comes to the thing they do not know yet, even though they can translate line by line, but they still wonder why it's like this. But if you are meditating in a quantum method, no. When I read him, I know exactly what he said. Just like he's writing for me alone. You know, very, very easy to understand. And I know exactly what he said. But people still question whether, you know, he meant that and this and others. How come, you know? You know what I mean? Yes.
I was going to say the quatrains are written very metaphorically, and so as time passes, they have been interpreted about 3 to 4 times. And it's just what you said, the interpretations become clearer and clearer, or more accurate as time passes,
yes.
And they're done almost in hindsight. Yes.
The thing has not come, for example, huh? Because I read only up to, he predicted up to the savior of the 20th century. And everything is so clear, just like you look into a mirror, you know. And people still stand there wondering who, where, how come, you know. It's so clear, you know, so clear to those Vietnamese who read this story. Just like put 2 and 2 make 4. Yes. But the people who wrote the book, you know, who compiled the book, still wonder. They still do not feel sure. Even though, for example, like they put about 10 masters together, you know, very famous in those days, unless you don't know who they are, because so many signs are missing.
Thank you. I have several questions. One is, do you carry the traveler's keys? And the belief that a master is handed the traveler's keys. Because I also belong to a spiritual organization.
Ah, yes.
And this person, I believe, carries the mystical traveler's
keys. Yeah. Well, I believe that we have the key in the book of the key of immediate enlightenment. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this key, I cannot show you. I can only open the door, but I cannot show you the key.
So obviously that answers my question.
Yes.
Another question is, with this initiation, to become an initiate, what is, apart from all the other things that you said you meditate and the vegan diet, do you also have books that we have to study?
Books?
Are there books for us to study?
You can read practically any books you want to.
But you don't have any books as such for us to study with?
No, not really. Some of the books that the disciple has compiled came from my lecture somewhere. And probably if you're interested, you can read them. And any other book you can read. I'm not a particular, you know, like you have to read my book or other master's book. Any book that is nourishing for your spiritual practice, you can choose.
Okay, but you don't have any set books as such?
No, okay. I don't like to be biased.
Like teachings that are in set books and
no.
We have to read them every month or
no.
Whatever like that.
No,
yeah.
No.
Well, it's fascinating. Okay.
What, does it disturb you?
No, I think that's great because we have to read books, these books.
Uh-huh.
And I feel
headache, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably you passed the books already and they didn't know. Well, it's not their fault, it's your fault. If you keep hanging on in a kindergarten all the time, then you have to play with the blocks, wooden blocks and things like that. The teacher can't open anything else when you hang around there. Hmm?
Right. Also, there are different realms.
Yes, there are different realms,
right,
but
yeah.
We don't mark it with the, with you know, marriage and thing like that. You, okay.
So when we become an initiate, what realm do you take us into?
Depends on what you want.
The causal realm,
the
spiritual realm. There's various realms. So what realm do we actually go into? Do you take us into?
Into the highest one.
The highest realm.
Finally. Not immediately.
Not immediately.
Yes. It depends on your background, your karma, your sincerity. You get into a realm above this earth first. See?
Yes, I understand.
Somebody go into the first. So to speak, you know, but
yes.
We don't have it, the mark. So to speak, and then I will tell you how you recognize which realm there's some sign inside, you know, like what light you see, or what sound you hear in first rim, or second rim, or third rim, then you just recognize it for the sake of curiosity.
I know I'm in a realm right now, and I don't really know which one it is.
Well, how you recognize it? The teacher don't tell you?
If I was to write over to him, yes, I would be told. But I haven't written.
So? You want me to tell you? You keep it a secret, okay?
Yes.
You should not tell other people your inner experience.
Okay.
But you could tell it to your teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You could tell me, but secretly, in front of people. You might lose it. All right.
On the spiritual line, do I have a choice of having my own spiritual awareness or my own God? Or do I have to choose any specific religion?
As far as we are concerned here, we do not have a particular religion to recommend people. If they are Catholic, I say just stay there. If Buddhist, stay there. You know, because actually, from my understanding, my realization is that the religion are only the names of the same thing, the same essence. But, you know, over the time, people have forgotten the essence. After the Buddha, they name it Buddhist. After Christ, they name it Christian. So we have no opinion of what you believe, yeah? It doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you get in touch with that essence of your belief. It's all right with us, all right? Yes. And no need to change the religion, or no need to look for a new religion. One time, a disciple, a fellow practitioner, you know, in Texas, she went to study with a kind of a theological group, you know. They learn to discuss the Bible and explain the Bible and things like that. Because her family background is a Bible-ish, you know, kind of a family, and she had to answer all of their questions related to our practice now, whether it is really according to the religion scripture or not. So she went there and studied with them. And then many times it happened that she's a student, but she answered everything clear for the professor, you know, so she's a kind of a sore thumb for them. Because she's already enlightened, and probably they were not so enlightened. They cling to the Bible, but not the essence of the inside. So one day they invited her to come and ask about all things. But the thing is not about her discussion with the professor. It is about the thing she did. People go in their class have to state what religion they belong to. Yeah. And she didn't know what to say. She put Ching Hai. And then what makes the more problem? And then when she came to tell me, I said, no wonder they asked you to come for interrogation. I am not your religion, I tell her. You should not put me as your religion. I'm just your teacher to make you understand more of your religion, whatever your religion is, to make you understand that the real essence of our religion are only one. There's only one God, one Buddha essence, one Buddha nature, nothing else. Just like one electricity power for all the lights above the refrigerator, the iron, and the television. Yes. And then she made me laugh so hard. Ching Hai. That's probably the problem with you. If you don't have any religion, you probably put my name on it, and then I have to be responsible for anything. Yeah, after I die, probably people build temple, even though I don't have any now. When Jesus stay alive, he doesn't have shoes. He doesn't wear shoes even. He doesn't have house. I have, you know, when I stay here, of course I have a house, with people's house. When I stay in a headquarters for some time, I have only a tent. But when I die, perhaps people will build temple and make a Chinghaism out of me. I can't do nothing about it. So you don't have to worry whether you have a religion or not. We are right. Yes. You have God inside. Got it, huh? Good. Yes, I'm with you. Good. Here, now again, you excited things.
Master, I thank you for all my children. Please bless them to enter your kingdom.
Okay, you know what? Even Buddha's cousin goes against him. I'm lucky I have a good family, clans, all believed in me, and some even got initiation, including my parents, my sister, my niece, my cousins, and nephews. But not all the family members of a prophet or of a master or for any spiritual seekers have same faith in him or in the same faith with his master or her master. So don't worry about that. They are all children of God, but take care of them in the right way, in the right time. Okay? If they go with you, fine. If they don't go with you, they go with God. It's all right. Right or wrong, they're all in God's hand. Okay? They're not with you yet, huh? Vegetarian, that's good already. My God, good that they don't against you. Some people come to me and say, Master, I can't get initiation. I say, why? My children don't let me eat vegetarian. Yeah, I can believe it. Yes, husband, wife, children, parents, everyone. Because they go with the whole world. You know, the trend of the world is non-vegetarian and do as you please. They don't know God. They just pray to God, but they don't really feel fear of God.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again Sunday for part 4 of The Living Messiah of Our Time. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry. Coming up next, after Noteworthy News, we wish you everlasting joy and peace.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.